En estas elecciones haz que tu voz cuente. Lleva a tus familiares y amigos a las urnas para que también voten. Tu voto cuenta. No permitas que otros decidan por ti. Las urnas permanecerán abiertas hasta las 8 de la noche. Por favor, no olvides llevar tu identificación a las urnas, porque tu voto cuenta, porque tu voto es tu voz. Vota.
I accept your nomination.
I am Joe Shikachi, Speaker of the Rhode Island House. We are the smallest state, but we have the biggest ideas. Home to the nation's first wind farm and historic act on climate, we continue leading the way on sustainability and housing. The deep blue ocean state is proud to cast one vote present and 34 ballots for the next president of the United States, Kamala Harris! Yeah!
Affordable Barbecue is an opportunity for you to reach out to our community and talk about things that are important to you, to the community, and opportunity for you to connect. Now, as a freshman congressman, this is your first session out in Washington, D.C. Yeah. Can you share with us what that's like and what are some of your highlights and your priorities that are out there?
Well, thank you, Carlos and Larry and Ronaldo and everyone from the Latino Public Radio family for doing this. It's one of my favorite events every year. I'd say as a freshman member of Congress representing Rhode Island, I'm struck by two takeaways from my first term. The first is that when Congress has its act together, it can do great things that can really make a difference in people's lives. For example, just yesterday, 2 days ago, I think, the administration announced the results of the very first drug price negotiations between Medicare and the drug companies in history. And the result is that 7 million seniors across America who are on Medicare are going to see significant, like 50, 60, or 70% reductions in what they pay for their prescriptions, right? And even this cycle, that bill passed 2 years ago when Democrats were in the majority. Even now, when Democrats are in the minority, and I'm a member of the minority party, we're still able to get things done that impact people's lives. We've been able to get a lot of funding back for Rhode Island for different projects, fixing highways and bridges, supporting police, supporting environmental protection. So it really is a tremendously powerful opportunity to make a difference in people's lives. That's takeaway number one. Takeaway number two is that, unfortunately, the crew that has been running the House of Representatives for the last 2 years has been so plagued by infighting and by drama that it's been hard for us to get as much done as we should. So, the Republicans control the House. And, I will work with people on both sides of the aisle. I don't have a bias against people just because they're not part of my party. But it took them 17 votes to decide on who the Speaker of the House should be. They are sort of constantly infighting with each other, constantly coming close to not being able to pass a budget and having the federal government shut down, and doing a lot of sort of these political, we call them messaging bills, impeaching cabinet secretaries and condemning or putting out resolutions condemning, various people in Congress or else otherwise. And so, on the one hand, it's really exciting that Congress has the ability to make such a positive difference in people's lives. On the other hand, it is really frustrating that the House Republican leadership has been so dysfunctional and so consumed with fighting with each other. Forget fighting with Democrats, but fighting amongst themselves, that we haven't been as productive as we should be. But I hope that we'll have a positive result in this election and that'll change in the next Congress.
Yeah. Thanks for sharing that insight. And I'm curious, about any initiatives, priorities that are in the pipeline for you. And appreciate your reflection. I'll come back to your kind of your insight on when Congress has its act together, it can do great things. I'll revisit that in a little bit. But yeah, things that are a priority for you in the pipeline.
Yeah. So I introduced several bills now. I've introduced a bill to enact congressional term limits. I've introduced a bill to crack down on people who steal employees' wages through fraud out of their paychecks. Mm-hmm. Introduced a bill around drug prices, a bill around investing in career and technical education at the high schools. But I would say the biggest bill that I've introduced so far that I'm really excited about is called the PTO Act for Paid Time Off. And it is to guarantee all workers in this country at least 10 days a year of paid days off. Americans work hard, right? We have a hard-working culture, and that's a good thing. But when people work hard and go in and punch in every day, they deserve to be able to take a day off every once in a while, you know, to go to their kids' school play or to run errands or because they got a flat tire or to, you know, just take a break, you know, take a vacation. There's nothing wrong with that. Mm-hmm. But 23 million Americans do not have any paid time off at work. Mm-hmm. 23 million. And we are a real outlier. Every country in Europe guarantees at least 20 days of paid vacation a year. Some countries guarantee 30 days of paid vacation a year. The United States right now guarantees zero. So my bill would guarantee 10. I think it's long overdue. It's common sense. We've got a lot of good momentum around it. We have 50 co-sponsors so far. There's a version that's been introduced in the Senate as well. Mm-hmm. We've gotten a lot of good endorsements from not only labor unions, but also civil rights organizations, because it's predominantly women and people of color who are in professions that don't offer paid time off. Mm-hmm. And so we've got a lot of momentum behind the bill. We're excited about it.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah.
Congressman, that's fantastic, you know, fighting for the rights and benefits of working class families. This being an election year as well, can you give us a little insight on how you see this process playing out and what message would you like to give to the Latino Public Radio family that's out there?
Yeah, what I would say is that we have a very stark choice in this election. With Kamala Harris and the Democrats, we have an agenda that is based around protecting freedom. The freedom of women to make their own health care decisions, the freedom of children to be safe from gun violence, the freedom of workers to organize and join unions, and the freedom to be able to go to the grocery store and not be price gouged by the big agriculture companies and the big food companies that have been jacking up people's prices. On the other side, with Donald Trump and the Republicans right now, they've become so extreme and so kind of weird in their ideology that they are really focused on trying to control people's lives, control what women can do at the doctor, control what books we can read at the library, you know, control workers' rights in a way that's very damaging to workers. And so I think there's a really clear contrast here in this election. It hasn't always been true throughout our history, but in this election, the Democratic Party is clearly the party of freedom, and Donald Trump's party, unfortunately, is not. And I think ultimately the side of freedom will prevail.
So before we go to break, I want to say thank you so much, Congressman, for joining us and for the work that you're doing both in Rhode Island and in Washington. You know, one of the priorities for United Way of Rhode Island is for people to not just register to vote, but to get to the polls or make sure that their ballot is counted, and whether it's by early voting, mail ballot, or in person on Election Day. So we appreciate your reminder of the importance of voting this election cycle. We wish you best of luck and success on the campaign trail. And Carlos, thank you so much for joining me in questioning.
If I could just add to the congressman, I want to thank you as a Latino and a person of color, because you've been someone who's always been very inclusive of our community. You're not a stranger to the Latino Public Radio. You're not a stranger to the Latino community. So on behalf of my community, I want to say thank you for always being there and being involved with us as well.
Well, thank you for your partnership, and thank you both of you for the work that you're doing to strengthen our democracy, to get people out to vote, and to make sure that we have full participation. Really appreciate the work you're doing.
Thank you so much.
LPR, porque tu voz es tu voto. No hay pretexto. Si quieres un cambio, tienes que votar. LPR te recuerda a votar en estas elecciones primarias de Rhode Island. Haz que tu voz cuente. Acude hoy a las urnas y vota.